This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back again at Chickie's Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a rainy May Friday. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Well, I'm feeling pretty good, brother Spike.
Yes.
Listen, yeah. Thank God we were out at the Truist Championship yesterday, not today. So our feet would be wet being out there. But nevertheless, we are here and we're riding a sweep. We're riding a sweep of the Fightins. Jackie Baseball, got to be pretty happy today. I'll let you, boy.
Yeah, I'm pretty. Listen, I'm damn near on cloud nine. That was a big comeback win last night. Boys are back.
Yep.
Big series in Cleveland this weekend. It's exciting.
They're showing you.
Like a real baseball team.
Yeah, they're showing you.
Yeah.
Especially after you gave up on them.
Never gave up on them.
You know what I found out from Mike today? They play golf in the rain. I had no idea. Okay. I said if we were at Truist today, I was like, yeah, it would have been canceled. He's like, nope.
Well, they play for a little bit.
Okay.
They'll play through it.
Well, it has to be a down.
Exactly.
For
okay. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So it was a...
And it can't be lightning, obviously.
Right. Well, yes.
Because then they could
of
be
course.
Electrocuted.
Of course.
We are in the city of Ben Franklin. I don't know if you heard the story
yes.
of the key.
Yeah, I heard the story of the key and the kite. So Phil sweep the Rays.
Yeah.
Finally, you know, we had had a couple
finally
of series.
Get a sweep.
Finally get a sweep. They finally on the getaway day. And big win, too, because it was 5-1. In the sixth inning.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm looking at Val. She's looking at me. She's like, hey, you want to put on a show? I was like, yeah, there's no way they're going to win this game. I come back. It's 7-5. Had to go back and watch the rest of the game this morning. I thought they were done for.
First off, why this morning? You didn't check the phone before you went to bed? You didn't check
the
phone?
No, I watched the end of the game, but I wanted to watch the seventh, eighth, ninth.
Good.
No, I saw the end of the game last night. I just didn't see the seventh.
No, you gave up on them, I know.
I did. I gave up. Well, I want to spend some quality time.
We all did. Yeah.
But Phil's now 22-15, only a game and a half behind the Mets. Who would have guessed a couple weeks ago at this point that we would have been a game and a half behind the Mets, 22-15, feeling good. The one thing, even Bohm starting to hit a little bit, hitting over 300, I think his last seven or eight games.
Don't tell anybody.
I'm not telling anyone. Trust me, I'm the last person to talk about that. But the one guy who's still probably not performing in a way that we're used to is Bryce. And you know, it is the as far as OPS is concerned, it's the worst start of his career. His OPS at 771. He's got his career 901. So at May 9th, his entire career, the only time he's been close was once, was 2014. Ended up tearing a ligament in his thumb, and I think at this point had only played 20 games and hadn't played the last 2 weeks anyway. And, you know, I think we've seen some signs of him battling his way out of it, but I don't know that it is just the start here if you're talking about how concerned you are about the play, because it was also the second half of last year. And I think, you know, it's similar to Bohm. When we were talking about Bohm's poor start to this year, it wasn't just the start of the year. It was that he didn't really play well in the second half of last year. So the question being, and Jack, I'll go to you first and to you if you're listening, 215-592-9494, is how worried are you about the slow start from Bryce Harper? Again, it's not just it is the slowest start of his career, and when you and I haven't added up, you know, the All-Star break until the end of the year, but I think if you were to add up the last like 162 games, it probably wouldn't be very Bryce-like. So, Jack, I will actually start with you. How worried are you about Bryce?
So I'm not. I think it's just a normal kind of. I think he's obviously, if this stretch happens in July, I don't think it's that big of a deal. He's going through a bit of a midseason slump. And you bring up last year, and he also was dealing with some minor injuries. I mean, he did hit over 300 in the last 2 months of the season. So it's not like he was flailing up there. He was actually worse in 2022 heading down the stretch run and then got hot in the postseason. So, you know, I think from the standpoint of Bryce, like, are we seeing a more watered-down version of him? Like, are we seeing, like, is he lost that I a couple weeks ago talked about, has he lost that Superman cape? I think for a little bit, but I still think it's there, and I don't think he's cooked. And I think last night, if that ball just travels two more feet, we're probably not even having that this discussion today. And that ball might have been dying in left field last night. We saw the Trey one. We might get to that coming up a little bit later. But I think that this is just a slump, and I think he has looked more locked in the last week. I don't think he's looking like he doesn't want to be there like he looked before last Friday's show. I thought last Friday was an appropriate, like, what is going on with this guy? But I think that this week he has looked more locked in. He's not looking like a lost cause against some lefties. He did only have the one home run, but he's smoked a couple of baseballs. So I'm really not that concerned. I'm not really losing sleep over Bryce Harper. I think that he'll get hot. He'll get going. We'll look up in July, and we'll say, there he is. Do I think he's going to be batting 280 by July? No, I hope it's more like 265 and there's some more home runs. But overall, like, I sense it. I sense it from the city of, like, this guy's getting paid this much. And it almost like we're back in year one of the contract with Bryce. And I'm a little surprised at the reaction to his start to the season when I think it just is a slump.
215-592-9494. Bryce Harper with the worst start of his career. How worried are you? Ike, where's your worry level? Let's set the worry levels at very worried, little worried, not worried.
Yeah, not worried at all. Not worried at all. For a lot of the reasons Fritzy just said, listen, Bryce Harper will be okay by the time this thing gets to the crunch time of the season. Obviously, we don't like watching him go through what he's going through right now, but there's a lot of baseball left to be played. And you talked about 280. He will be at 280 plus when the season is over with. He just will. He'll be at 280 plus when the season is over with. He'll be somewhere between 25, 30 home runs. I mean, quite frankly, if you look at Summer's numbers and you compare it to the rest of the team, now, obviously, we're comparing him to being Bryce Harper. So I think we would all agree he's not playing at the normal Bryce Harper level.
No, not at all.
But if we were just talking about being concerned, some of his numbers I'm okay with. On base percentage, still pretty good. Close to 360. He's still getting walked. He's, the second most walked guy on the team, right? Second in home runs on the team, right? But he's just – I just think he's not super Bryce Harper right now. And the good thing for us is that the other guys – have sort of stepped up so that when Bryce Harper finally does come around, he's going to be that jolt to the lineup that we need, much like I talk about with Alec Bohm. When you're doing what you're doing right now as the Phillies and these two guys are hitting the way that they're hitting, you got to feel pretty good if you still believe that type of ability is still in both players. And I still believe that ability is still in both players. And so when we get to the thick of the season and second half of the season, hopefully they're playing their best baseball. Right now, the other guys are sort of shouldering the load. Schwarber is shouldering the load.
And they'll cool off, by the way.
Exactly. You know those guys are going to have their periods where they cool off, and that's where you're going to expect Bryce Harper and Alec Bohm to sort of pick up their end of this thing. We're still just a third of the way, if that, through this season. A lot of baseball still left to be played. Bryce Harper has been too good, too great his entire career for me to be concerned about him going through a little bit of a slump right now.
215-592-9494. How worried are you about Bryce Harper's slow start to the season? Now, you guys saying you're not worried at all, actually, I think you have to be a little. I wouldn't go I wouldn't go very worried. That's not where I am. But a little worried, I think it's fair to say. And, Jack, you know, one thing you said was last year, well, he was dealing with a bunch of injuries. But that's part of it. Like, so to me, I think where I start to get worried is I look at the combination of age, injuries, and actually where the production is going down in. Is like, so he's 32 years old, been in Major League Baseball since he was 18, and it's not just one injury. It's like, it's back stuff, it's arm stuff, it's, you know, he had Tommy John surgery. Like, it's a lot of stuff that builds up, especially the way that he plays. He plays the game really hard. So it's a combination of age, injury, and then when I look at the production, you're right, he's still getting on base. Mm-hmm. So I think he is a smart baseball player, and I think the good thing is, even as his skills start to erode, I think he is smart enough to still be productive, yeah, right? Like his physical. Well, his physical skills are going to erode, yeah, at some point.
Yeah, but okay, yeah, that's but that's everybody though.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it's different. That's different for him, yeah, for anybody. But this is when it starts happening. This is the age of when it starts happening. So the good thing, just let me finish. The good thing is I don't think he is going to fall off a cliff. I don't think that we are in for a season where Bryce Harper hits, you know, 12 home runs and hits 235. I think he will find a way, because he is smart, to be productive enough.
Well, and that's
the difference is
what he did last year.
Yes, but he's getting on base. But that pop, that drive, that sort of explosion that you see from him when he's hitting,
yeah,
I feel like I haven't seen. And that's why I'm a little worried. It's just a combination of age, injury.
You keep talking about injury. He's fine. He's healthy. You're just going to speak this into existence.
No, I don't think he's ever going to be healthy.
He's healthy right now. What do you mean?
Healthy-ish, I guess.
But what's wrong with him?
I just think when you have all of those things happen to you, I don't know that any of those things actually go away.
Well, my thing is, he's as healthy as any other player that's played. Like all these guys got nicks and crannies and injuries history. They all do. Like, this is one of the reasons why I'm not concerned about Bryce Harper. The age thing the injury factor would concern me along with the age if that were the case right now. He's completely healthy. He's just going through a little bit of a slump that, as long as he's healthy, he's going to fight his way out of it. That's why I'm not concerned. If this guy is healthy, he's going to fight his way out of this. Now, if there was a nagging injury, then I would sort of be like, you know what? Yeah, you're getting up there in age, man. That's when you start getting these little nagging injuries. But I'm knocking on wood. I'm not speaking that into existence. He's perfectly fine over there at first base. He's on a damn lazy boy chair over there at first base. It's the easiest position to play out there.
Hold on. Well, he's like a cat.
Not when Boehm and Trey Turner are throwing the ball to you. It's not the easiest job in the world. There's a lot of digging the ball out of the dirt and jumping and, you know.
But that's the most he has to do over there.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
That's the most he has to do over there.
All right, 215-592-9494. How worried are you about Bryce Harper? And we do have a very different next question today. Mm-hmm. Very different. So yesterday during the show, we had a few moments where people – now, nobody wanted to ask me a question, but Jack
– I was wondering when you were going to bring that
up. Yeah, well, it's
true. I
could
see you over there. You're going to be like, is anyone going to ask me anything?
Well, I don't care.
Well, I know. If it's Sixers season,
directed
your way.
So for next question today, we're going to have an AMA Friday.
That's right.
Where you get to ask one of us – can't be all three – one of us a question at the – can be about anything. You know, can be about Jack's paternity leave if you want. You know,
the whole 2 weeks.
Yeah, the whole –
how did the show survive? Wow.
It got a little better.
You could ask. No, it didn't. You could ask. Ike, if he really did start the fight down in Atlanta with
you Darryl Carter. Yeah. You can.
And then he'll say, no, of course not. We'll bring on Trotter. He'll say, no, of course not. And then people will be like, yeah, Ike. Why'd you start the fight with Trotter?
Yeah, absolutely. So for next question today, it is an AMA Friday. You can ask one of us anything and make it second. Please make it second. It is next question, not first question. How worried are you about Bryce Harper? 215-592-9494. Our leadoff hitter back in his proper position.
Finally.
Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP, bullied into calling at the right time.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, yo, we back, baby. Hey, yo, I'm so happy that we back. Yo, Spike Doubt and the team, I'm back leading off. Lord, like, hey, we might be going on a run.
He didn't even say anything.
Hey, Doubt and the team.
We might be going on a run. He questioning Bryce Harper. See, everybody back in their normal spike. Spike questioning the good player. I'm leading off. Hey, man, it's a good Friday, yo. But am I worried about Bryce? No, I ain't worried about Bryce because, see, everybody else doing their job. Remember when everybody was worried about Jalen, and I told y'all, when we need him to deliver, he going to deliver. Hey, we ain't even got to June yet. So everybody talking about Schwarber going to cool off. We know June Schwarber coming right around the corner. My boy Stoddy doing what I thought he was going to do. Hit the home run last night. You know what I'm saying? Bohm's starting to play a little better. The only gray spot in the corner is Trey Turner. You know what I'm saying?
He's hitting 300.
Taiwan Walker, you know what I'm saying? People doing stuff they not supposed to do. And we worried about Bryce Harper. Listen, Bryce Harper going to show up when we need him. When he was stressed out last week, when he was stressed out, we were talking, that's because other people weren't doing what they supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? I don't like to be blasphemous and throw this out there, but you know, when we need him, he going to be there. You know, he may not come when we want him, but he going to be there on time. And Bryce, that's always what he going to do. He getting the body right. You know, he going through a little
That's a biblical saying, joint, too, you know, for everybody.
But you know what I'm saying? He's going to deliver when we need him to. Everybody else just do your job. And when we need that guy to deliver, he will. Just like.
Well, I'm going
to
say the same thing about this as what I said about Jalen. They always need him. I mean, like, this isn't a situation where he can just show up in the playoffs.
I get what you're saying. All people. I know is five series in a row. If they keep doing this up, you know what I'm saying, he's going to be there. Sometimes the leader needs the other guys to carry him.
I agree.
I can't be Superman every single day. But when I got to be Superman, when it's a necessity, he's going to be able to do it. Spike, just calm down. Listen,
right, like sometimes we have other people that lead off the show, right? You know,
but when we need him, there he is all the time. There you go.
I will say this though, it has been fun watching the Phillies over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah,
and
I believed it would come around, but there's that part of you that when you're watching a baseball team that's struggling, it is. Like, it's torture. Like, baseball games when the team is not playing well is not fun to watch.
Uh-huh.
And, like, when they are playing this way, and you mentioned Stott, Corey. Like, Stott has been awesome this year. Really sort of earning that spot in the leadoff.
Taiwan Walker.
Taiwan's been better. Taiwan's absolutely been better. Yeah. But even that home run from Stott last night. Yep.
Jesus, you know what I'm saying? Lizardo. He might be the best on the team. He might be the best pitcher on the team. Now we know by status he's not, but the way he's playing, he might be playing as the best pitcher on the team. And he ain't even the number one guy. But that's somebody else that to elevate their game. That we know we got two guys that Cy Young level pitchers on the team. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna be all right. know what I'm saying? We gonna be all right, guys. Just like I'm back. You know what I'm saying? Look how happy the show is.
All right. Wow, look at this. It's like,
are you going to the game this weekend? I mean, come on, man. They're in Cleveland. How far is Cleveland from you?
I might slide through. You know what I'm saying? You know.
All right. The boys need you.
Corey, I like to tell everybody where I want to be at.
Yeah. No, you can't tell anyone where you're going to be at.
What the hell?
You might want to slide through and take pictures and all that, and I don't got time for all that. You know
all right. Corey, for next
year. Ask me a question. So, look, I'm about to make you sweat. I'm about to ask Jack a question.
Okay.
Shoot.
Hey, Jack, out of all the callers, all the ones, who do you feel like you got the best connection with?
Oh, you got an answer.
Yeah.
It's a big one, Corey.
Well, I got a couple.
No, you got an answer.
No, I actually do feel like closest with Corey because we're like almost the same age. So like we get each other. But I got a good relationship with a lot of callers.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And they all hate you now.
Just say Corey's number one.
The one I'm closest with.
Yeah.
Not during football season. We're not that close.
215-592-9494. How worried are you about Bryce Harper's slow start? He mentioned Lizardo. I thought that was Jack, you'll remember this from me from Sanchez last year. When the guys have their great stuff and they're dominating, they're fun to watch.
Huh?
But to me, I like watching when they don't have it. And Lizardo getting into the sixth inning last night after throwing, 30 pitches in the first inning. I think he was, at 60-something in the third. Just sort of battling his way through that game when he didn't have much command, I thought was the sign of a guy who has seems like he's maturing a little bit, you know?
Yeah, it was a grinded-out affair for old Lizardo last night. And
which start is this?
Of the season?
Yeah.
Seven? Yep.
Okay.
Here we go.
What?
Does he not have some sort of limitation on pitches and innings?
He did. He threw 100 pitches last night.
Well, no, I mean in the past.
Oh, he's worried about maybe
no injury.
Well, no, I'm worried about the effectiveness the more he's out there.
Don't now, put that on him.
No, I'm just saying that the more times he's out there.
Yeah, no. Well, it's real. But what was nice, though, is that.
That's why I asked how many were at seven.
Yep,
okay,
yep.
I guess I won't get concerned until after the 10th start. I'll see what he looks like then.
It was nice. He was still, at least he was hitting 97 still in the sixth. So, at least velocity wise, he wasn't sitting 95. You know, he was 95, I think he'd be concerned. But he didn't have great feel for his off speed all night. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was nervous, honestly, in the first.
I know.
Here we go.
Please, Jesus.
Yeah, when are we going to see Hernandez?
I'm so glad this series is over with.
You're over the George Steinbrenner field?
Yeah, I'm good.
it was pretty
that
Mickey
was three
Mouse.
Days of nonsense looking at that.
Because the Caminero ball in the first inning doesn't go out of any other ballpark in the league, I don't think.
Stott hit the ball out of the stadium.
Yeah, I know.
Stott hit the ball out of the stadium.
Meanwhile, I don't think that reaches the second deck at CBP.
No, I don't think. Now he hit it good.
He smoked it.
He hit it good.
Yeah,
but
I think they said 400 feet, right?
Yeah, it was killed. But, also, to leave the stadium is a little dramatic.
Yeah.
Yep. There was definitely – you really feel like you're watching it. I haven't watched games in the A's. I haven't watched an A's home game.
Why would we?
But Tampa – oh, the A's,
do we have to go to – do we have to
– We're there at the end of the month. It's worse.
It's worse than Tampa? Well, Tampa's pretty good for a spring training stadium. Tampa is a real stadium.
Because it's the Yankees.
Yes.
If it was actually Tampa's, we know what it would look like.
The Yankees actually have half of their operation is in Tampa.
Yeah.
With that. Yeah. So that's a real stadium for a spring training
stadium. Yeah, Sacramento is worse. I can only imagine
what that's going to look like.
It's a launching pad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Maybe some guy's getting right.
I know.
Yeah?
I know.
Maybe Paul hits two home runs?
Well, I know. Well, it's hard to tell how real the power in the offense is, I think, this week. Well, if they go to Cleveland and then continue, not offense, I think I feel good about a lot of base hits, but power-wise, we'll see in Cleveland.
I'm a little excited to watch Cleveland to see my guy.
Stephen Kwan?
Yeah, he's tearing it up this year.
You've been a Kwansman for a while.
Yeah, I have. All right, coming up next. What?
No, I was like,
Steve Kwan's great. He's great. Coming up next.
First I've heard of him.
Brandon Graham. Maybe reveal something.
I'm looking at BG right now.
Where is he?
Oh, there he is.
Good morning, football.
Oh, yeah, there he is. Well, speaking of which, Brandon Graham may have revealed something about the Eagles offense for next year, and I have a bone to pick with the morning show host of WIP.
There we go.
Yes. 215-592-9494. Are you worried about Bryce Harper? What's your worried level? Very worried, little worried, not worried at all with his slow start this year. We're Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. We are just a few weeks away from the official kickoff to summer. Free toll Friday from the Farley Toll Plaza, where we'll do our show, and Pete will pay for your tolls.
There you go.
Details at chickiesandpeets.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly, our Friday home all summer long. Baseball is back. You can watch all the action at Chickies and Pete's this season. Find a location near you at chickiesandpeets.com. Talking about the Phils. We're good again. It's kind of nice. Bryce Harper, we're waiting for the explosion, the slowest start of his career. 215-592-9494. How worried are you about Bryce? Now, we will get back to perhaps the most popular thing that's ever happened to the Afternoon Show, which is Ike's golf updates. We'll do for the Truist Championship in a moment. But I would like to complain about our morning show for a second, if you wouldn't mind.
Wow.
So this morning on the WIP Morning Show, and I didn't listen, so I don't know this for sure, but it was reported to me they played several clips from the Rights to Ricky Sanchez interview with Daryl Morey, and they were talking about the quotes from Daryl Morey.
Yeah.
Here is the email I get from a gentleman named Andrew. Andrew says, Joe DeCamera mentioned your Daryl Morey interview 4 or 5 times today on the morning show and never once said the name of the podcast. He referred to it repeatedly as, quote, Spike's podcast.
Wow.
Unacceptable.
Yep.
That is unacceptable.
Well, at least he said your name, though.
That is unacceptable.
It's unacceptable. Yeah. It's that, you know, one of the things we've been fighting for years, which is why, you know, it says say the name under the Rights to Ricky logo.
Yep.
You got to say the name of the podcast. I don't care if it makes you uncomfortable. There's nothing dirty about it. It's just a basketball player.
Yeah.
You know, say the name of the podcast. DeCamera, I'm glad that I could give you in my free time, you know, material for your entire show. Say the name of the podcast. That's all I'm asking you to do. Just a little bit of respect.
Yeah, seriously.
You know?
Why wouldn't he say the name of the podcast?
I have no idea.
Why are you saying Spike's podcast?
Yeah, like it's some little, like it's...
Well, you would think he would be trying to tell people where to go find, like...
Not like I need it to camera, but like as a common courtesy.
Right.
It's just like the disrespect of this guy.
Oh my God!
And DeCamera, I'm going to remind you: if it wasn't for me, you'd be rotting away at night somewhere.
There it is. It always comes back to that. It's the ultimate trump card. I hired you.
Yeah, it really is. I don't have it for Ike. I got it for everybody else.
Yeah,
I don't have it for Ike. Unfortunately,
well, you promoted him. I guess.
Yeah, but he was there. It was obvious. It was rocket science. Yeah. You know. Yeah. All right. We did it for the Masters, and we continued it for Truist yesterday. Everybody loves it. Ike will just take you onto the front nine.
I'm listening like it's something else.
The back nine. You know,
the
front nine, back nine. It is Ike at the Truist.
And now, Ike Reese at the Truist Championship.
Lower than
I tell you.
Yes.
I tell you, the sound of the ball going in the hole. Yeah. It's a pretty good sound.
Yes. Have you ever heard that?
I have.
Okay.
We usually do gimmies out there on the course, though.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, half of these holes I don't finish putting.
Dude, yes. Ike, not to derail the segment.
Of course not.
But you know Spike would be anti-gimmies on the course.
Absolutely.
Oh, he would be
the worst. Yeah. He'd be like, you got to putt everything out.
Yes.
Even if it's this far away.
Earn it.
Like a total loser.
Yeah.
That's why it's a gentleman's game.
That's right.
Wow.
All right, so we're back.
Okay,
so listen.
Sorry, yes.
Soggy out there in the Philadelphia Cricket Club.
Little moist.
Yes, rains everywhere. I'm seeing umbrellas up out there.
Wet balls.
Wow.
Slicks.
Yes.
Slick balls.
Okay. Yeah. All right, can I do this? Yes. Yes. Sorry. Soggy balls out
soggy
there.
Soggy balls.
Yes. Yes. I tell you, lowest score on the course to this point. Our old friend Shane Lowry shot a 65 today, man. Minus five. Shot himself all the way up into second place behind Keith Mitchell. Now, I'm a little surprised. I talked about Keith Mitchell leading yesterday. He shot 9 under, 61 yesterday. A little bit tougher day for him today. Shot a 67, 3 under, but still has the lead right now at minus 12. Shane Lowry right behind him at minus 11. Sepp Straka, minus 10. And then a host of who's who sitting in a tie for fourth place at 7 under with some notable names. Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, Colin Morikawa.
Ooh.
Akshay Bhatia.
Your boy.
Oh, Ricky Fowler. Yep, he's in that group too.
Where's
as well
the
as,
guy I bet on?
Yeah.
He stinks.
I was waiting to bring in the bad news
oh,
for us, Mike.
No.
Ludwig Åberg. Not a good day today. Falls all the way down to 35th place.
I bet $50 on him because you told me to.
I told you to bet
sorry
$50.
About that.
Yes. What did $10. What did Ricky shoot today?
Ricky shot... I just saw Ricky score. Ricky is still on the course, actually, right now.
Okay, good.
He's
good.
At minus seven, tied for fourth. He's actually shooting even par today. You're right. I'm sorry. I got excited.
I know. It's hard
he's
not
shooting
to.
Even yeah, par okay. today. Now, as I said yesterday, the good thing about the Truist Championship is that there is no cut line. So all of the golfers are safe making it through the weekend. There's plenty of time for our boy Åberg to come back.
Louis from Nebraska should play this tournament.
I will say.
No cuts.
The course has tightened up today for the guys. It's good.
Not the big numbers like yesterday.
Yeah, not like yesterday. Okay. Shaping up to be a good weekend, Spike.
There he is. I get the truth.
I hope that Shane Lowry is built to win this in Philadelphia.
Yeah, but I didn't bet on Shane Lowry.
I know.
So I don't want him to win.
But he looks like Jason Kelce.
He does look like Jason Kelce.
There it is. Ike at the Truist. We will bring... Ike's actually not at the Truist. He's at Chickies and Pete's, but we will bring it to you half past every hour today.
As long as play is not suspended.
Yes, as long as play... Well, we might do it anyway because we like the bit.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of double entendres we can do there. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you on Mother's Day, which is Sunday, with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. What's your concern level? All right, Ike, let's see if you're good at this one. What is your concern level with Bryce Harper right now and going forward? The options being very concerned, starting to be concerned, which is where I am trying to remind everybody, and not concerned at all.
I would say the majority of the votes are not concerned at all and starting to be concerned.
Okay, you're right
there. I would
say
that's what a majority of the votes are. I would say of those two, I'll lean slightly in the direction of not concerned at all, but slightly. Since there's three options there, I'll go with 42%.
So it's 60% not concerned.
Wow, 60%.
At all?
At all.
Okay.
Wow.
27% starting to be concerned, 12% very concerned. This is actually one thing I expressed to Jack earlier.
Yeah.
I think Jack gets, when people are upset about the Phillies, I think he gets it more than we get it. So when people are upset with Bryce, I think he gets it the same way that I would
with
get
Embiid,
it for Embiid.
Yeah. I mean,
when you say get it, he like, gets it, he...
He hears about it more.
Oh, he hears
like,
about it.
To me, people are generally quiet about Bryce. Like, I haven't heard a ton about Bryce this year and concerned.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, the only thing that made me think of this is, you know, I put out something about the offense or whatever, looking better, and they're like, and the first seven tweets were Harper over four, Harper over four, Harper over four. And it just felt like there's just like a bit of a Harper... topic out there.
Yeah, well,
there.
I mean, it's the
I'm
worst
sure
start of his career.
Yeah, I'm sure people are noticing it. But I just think it's so I'll take my thought process with it and sort of put it on everybody else that's feeling the same way that I am.
Yep.
This is more or less it's still early.
Sure.
So if it was July and he was hitting like this, I think you would see more people concerned about it. So we almost have the cushion or the rope because we are still early in the season.
And the team's winning now.
And the team is winning that we don't have to be overly concerned about Bryce. But I'm not blind.
Yeah.
Sure. Everybody sees it. Yeah, everybody sees it.
Yeah, I mean, if they had continued to play that they were playing 3 weeks ago, there would be a bigger light on
this. If they're 500 and he wasn't doing his
part. And he was still playing the way, I agree. And be more concerned there.
215-592-9494. Big Joe in Philly. You're on WIP.
Yeah, what's going on, fellas? First time, long time. Pleasure to call in.
Yeah, what's up, Joe?
What up, Joe?
So I kind of just think that we're approaching this thing with Bryce a little bit the wrong way. And I wouldn't say that it's a concern level, but a frustration level because, you know, I won't lie. Like, I'm definitely really frustrated with him right now because you look at some of these cornerstone players for, like, some other teams like Judge, you know, Kyle Tucker now, obviously Shohei, or, you know, even like Freddie Freeman, like that backup option on the Dodgers. And they're all performing well. And when you obviously look at our guys, you know, Bryce is like clear-cut best player. But from like a concern level, I'm not, because, you know, at the end of the day, if you're asking me like in the playoffs, who am I going to trust more to drive, like trust the most to drive and run it, it's going to be Bryce. But, you know, I do think that, you know, he needs to, you know, people need to hold him to a higher standard. Because, you know, like if no one was performing as nearly as well and, like, we're not rattling off, like, 8 wins in the last 11 games, it would be a whole lot different discipline. So, like, I'm kind of, like, agreeing with all three of you guys. Like, I'm more so probably on Ike and Chris's side about, like, no concern whatsoever. But, Spike, I do think that you bring up a good point. Like, you got to bring, like, a little bit of accountability. You know what I mean? Like, and...
Well, that's why Spike's here.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. But, yeah,
that's Mr. You know, accountability.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, like, my kind of take on some things. Like, I really do think if you phrase the Twitter question instead of using the word concerned and frustrated, I think the results would be a little bit more...
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think people are more frustrated than concerned. I think the thing that I start to think about is when a guy is as reliably good as Harper has been, it's like you don't ever expect it to not be there. And at some point it's not going to be there. And I know it's my personality to say, hey, this is going to come at some point, and maybe it's not this year, but he has played a lot of baseball and he has had a bunch of, you know, not huge injuries, but smaller injuries, and eventually it catches up with you.
Well,
I do think he is smart enough and talented enough to be a productive player.
Yeah, sure.
But have we seen the end of the Bryce that we got used to? Is the question.
I actually think now I don't think it's going to reach the levels that Embiid is currently at. But like, there is a bit of a parallel there, where like, you know, Embiid a couple years ago with all the athleticism he had. He looked like a different version of himself the last couple of years.
Well,
he got better at other stuff, you know, but
yes.
Like athletic wise, it wasn't. You're watching a different player.
Yeah, when you look at a video of Embiid 4 years ago, it looks like a different person. And even not this past year, but the year before, like, he was on path to win MVP again if he hadn't gotten hurt.
I know.
With a different physical makeup.
70-point game.
Yeah.
It's like, what, a week and a half before the Kuminga injury?
Yep. So, Big Joe, next question today. It's an AMA Friday. You can ask one of us whatever you want. What do you got?
So, it's actually for Fritz, and it's funny enough that you brought up the morning show, because mine's actually related to, you know, obviously the big if it ever happens, the competition between Fritz and the Hammer. But
it's a good question.
Oh, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's
just, even if we have to do it ourselves.
It ain't better. I mean, it's getting to the point where we've been talking about this for, you know, quite some time now.
Believe me, I totally agree.
All I'm going to say is, when it does... Fritzy, on a scale of 1 to 10, if you were to lose anything to, you know, the lob that is Joe to camera, how ashamed are you going to be? Like,
incredibly honestly. Ashamed.
It's a good question, Joe.
Like,
it's a good question.
I need a hard set number, like, down to the decimal.
of how ashamed I'll be?
Yeah, yeah, 1 to 10, how ashamed. With 10 being 11, the most ashamed. Okay.
11. Like, right, I fully plan on going 5-0, and it not being particularly close. Actually, the one I'm worried the most about is just walking him a couple times.
Yep.
And then him counting that as a win. That's how that's going to end, is he's going to say he beat me in baseball.
Walks is going to hit as a hit.
I know. That's what they told you and the camera in Little League.
Yeah.
I got one or two scenarios.
Good eye. That's all I heard in Little League. Good eye.
One or two scenarios here.
Yeah.
One, he's injured before the competition ever starts.
To camera.
Yes.
Which is definitely possible.
Other scenario... There's no way he's finishing 5 events.
Yeah, that's a good point as well.
He's injured at some point during the events. It's a fake injury because you're dominating him so much.
Wow.
That he bails out and doesn't finish the competition.
You know, that would be disappointing if we never got to the one-on-one ref by Tim Donaghy. Yes. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm actually like...
Yeah, we might have to make Jimmy or Richie get out there and play you.
Yes.
I don't know if... Because that's my thing. I don't know if we should do the sprinting first, because that's the one I think he could hurt the worst.
He could pull a hammy. You should sprint last.
Well, I don't know if we should discuss this on air, because I'm thinking a strategy now.
Okay.
But we want these events set up to where it benefits you.
Okay.
To where you're at your best for the events. Now, we need to discuss. We don't need you... dead tired when it's time to play one-on-one basketball.
Well, but
what, lose.
Well, now here's my counter. I don't think we're doing it all in one day.
Okay.
So,
is it one event each day?
I think it's one event. Like, I think we're going to spread this thing out. I mean, if I...
If you know Rod, we'll milk this thing all the way to training camp.
Nobody asked me my opinion. I'm not the program director anymore.
Never did. Well,
but,
never was the program
tempted.
Director.
I could see the thoughts.
I saw. Look at his eyes.
Yes.
Like I think he forgot he was a host for a second.
Yeah.
He immediately put the PD hat back on.
Well, you know, it's not my call. I don't even check my email.
What do you think we should do?
It should be all one day.
Okay.
Yeah. I just like.
Well, how can you play 9 holes of golf, basketball, sprint, baseball?
Well, you shouldn't be playing 9 holes of golf. That's ridiculous.
Well, how many holes of golf?
You should play 3 holes or something.
Nah, it's too variable. Too much variable there.
9 holes of golf is ridiculous.
I kind of agree with Spike.
Yeah, okay. It's ridiculous.
5 holes of golf.
3. Okay. So, 3 holes of golf. One should be a long one, so he has no chance.
No. Well, you know what? To his point, 5 would give you a tiebreaker because you're playing, what we call it?
Uneven. It would be an odd number.
It's an odd number. What is it called? Match golf?
Match oh, you're doing play. Match?
Like match play.
Yeah. Do you want to do stroke play where it's like how much you beat them by, or do you want to do holes? Like one up, one
That's
down.
That's a good question. That's a good question.
I would personally rather do stroke play. I'm not a big
I just think.
Well, I don't expect to be many birdies out there.
Here's the problem.
You don't know me.
All right. Jack, tell them about National Appliance Warehouse. Then I'll tell you about
I'll tell you
about the problem of doing it all week. And then we'll get to Brandon Graham.
The problem of doing it all week?
Hey, oh, no problem there.
Yeah, Big Dog got a big house, and in the big house, a lot of appliances from National Appliance Warehouse.
Full kitchen. Jack, beginning to end, from when I walked in that building, and I was amazed by all the brands that we weren't allowed to look at because I wanted to get in and out of there.
Yes, and again, over 100 brands from Sub-Zero to Budget. Spike just specifically
wanted
to narrow down to 2 brands.
Yeah, the delivery, exactly on time when they said. It had changes along the way. Gave a call to your own. I was like, hey, I want to change this. Everything totally easy. And because of Price Assure, I made sure I was getting the lowest price anyway.
Yeah, listen.
It's great.
That's the National Appliance Warehouse difference. There's a lot of things to remember. Obviously, you get down to the showrooms in tax-free, Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware. 15,000 square foot showroom, over 100 brands. So they'll have the right appliance for you. Also, Spike just mentioned it, Price Assure. You're going to guaranteed to get the best price possible. Price Assure will instantly update price tags throughout the store if it finds a lower price elsewhere. Also, tax-free Delaware. Also, they always have great savings events going on. Plus, on top of all that, you're going to get a knowledgeable, experienced staff that is there to help you and treat you like family.
Hell yeah.
That's the National Appliance Warehouse difference. So visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or, again, their showrooms in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Yeah, you say knowledgeable and friendly. Doesn't sound like my family.
Knowledgeable?
Yeah, sounds like a different family, actually.
Yeah, well, listen.
215-592-9494. All right. Brandon Graham, is this from Good Morning Football? Was he on Good Morning Football? And Brandon Graham may have, once again, said something publicly that they gave us a little, I don't know, insight into how the Eagles' offense might look next year. Here's what BG said.
Who do you got at number one?
You know who I got number one. Because I believe them boys going back again.
They're going back again.
And I'm excited because, you know, with Jalen and those guys, AJ and Devontae, you see those catches that the boys making out there.
Yep.
And it's trending in this way. I feel like it's going to be more of a balanced offense this year, and they're going to get it all together. And, you know, the Eagles, my Eagles going back to the Super Bowl.
I like it.
My first take on that.
More balanced offense. Well, like this will be, it'll be a theme all the way up until kickoff of opening day.
Yeah.
Is what is the offense going to look like? It is one of the big themes. And especially with what we saw the last couple of games in the playoffs, their ability to throw the ball with the desire to keep, you know, Saquon's workload less than it was last year to keep him fresh for the whole year. Whether that offense is able to have more passing in it is going to be a huge, huge, huge story.
Yeah, and this is where Kevin Petrullo comes in at and his impact. We, you know, not since he was hired as the OC, promoted to being the OC, have we even talked about him this offseason, right? As when we talk about next year and the future of the Eagles and what they're going to look like. But I'm excited to see what he does bring to the offense. Can he fix the passing game issues that were there last year? I'm not saying that they were Kellen Moore's issues or what have you. I'm just saying the passing game certainly wasn't as effective consistently as most teams would want their passing game to be. We were fortunate that we had an all-world running back with a great offensive line back there.
Having an all-world season?
Having an all-world season that we could lean on. I don't know if we're going to be able to have that this year, so that's why I think Petrillo comes in even more, and whether or not he's able to add things to this offense that helps Jalen be more effective in the passing game.
Yeah, and they want to – offensive coordinators want to throw the ball.
Most of them do.
You know, like yes. they want to – I think organizationally the Eagles believe in throwing the ball and that they did something smart last year and it worked.
Yep.
But I think if you're just talking about giving your best chance, giving yourself a best chance to win a football game every in and out every single week over a long period of time, you want to be able to throw the ball and score more points.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, you throw the ball, you're going to score points more quickly, and it's going to give you the opportunity to win more games. And on top of not, you know, you mentioned not being able to rely on Saquon, not wanting to rely on Saquon as much.
Yeah.
And the defense, like, you know, you're not going to have the number one defense every single year.
Right.
You know, there'll be a good defense.
Right.
We're sure it'll be a good defense. But I don't know that you can always count on the performance that we got last year.
No, I agree. And listen, those guys should want to do more. Hell, you know the receivers want to do more. They want more of the offense on their shoulders. And the thing with, I believe, with Jalen and running the offense, it's about running concepts that he's comfortable with that allow him to get the ball out of his hands, that allow him to take deep shots when they're available there. I don't expect them to come out and for them to be sort of a pass-heavy offense. I don't think that's what they're ever going to be. But to be a more effective throwing team, I think it makes it a lot easier on everyone. It makes it easier on the coordinator. When you run the ball as much as we did, now, again, thankfully, we had an all-world running back there that had the ability to break plays, get explosive plays through the air. Most teams don't have that with the running game, right? So only us, Detroit, and Baltimore have that ability to be an explosive running offense. Most teams don't.
And you know what? If Saquon, let's say Saquon misses four games.
Woo.
In the middle of the season,
right.
We don't want to say, oh my God, how are we scoring points?
Yeah.
You know, how is this
how
offense
are we gonna move
running?
The ball, yeah.
But by the way, I don't even remember. Is Kenny Gainwell still on the Eagles?
No.
Oh, he's not.
No,
where
he's
did
with,
he sign?
I thought it was the Steelers.
Rams or the Steelers? Was it the Steelers?
I think it was the Steelers.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was the Steelers. I didn't even remember him.
Yeah.
That announcement of him getting signed.
I forgot that Petullo's the OC.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Like, we haven't talked about
it. Yeah, it's like we haven't talked about it since he got hired.
Yeah. Yeah, so Gainwell's a Steeler along with old Slay.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Gainwell and Rodgers going to be good friends?
If
Aaron Rodgers ever signs.
Whenever he gets there. Whenever he gets there.
What a loser. Just sign the freaking contract.
He's the worst. He really is the worst.
They're getting played. Like, Mike Tomlin's getting played by this guy.
Well, that's how bad teams need quarterbacks.
I know.
You know? All right. 215-592-9494. Bryce Harper with the least productive first month or so of his career. Are you starting to worry? Are you very concerned? Are you a little concerned? You're not concerned at all? Coming up next, a guy that makes me concerned every time we talk to him. That is Elliot Shore Parks. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.